This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 7th of September 2025. Yes, I'm finally back in Albany after driving back during that terrible storm yesterday between Perth and Albany. Anyway, now let's get started with today's news.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. At last Sunday's Hamfest, someone purchased from me a Fieldtech FY3200S waveform generator, but I later discovered that a previous person who had inspected this unit had failed to put the mains lead back into the package. If the purchaser would contact me on 9249 2049, once again that's 9249 2049, I will arrange to get the mains lead to him. So, once again, would the person who purchased the Fieldtech waveform generator from me last Sunday please contact me on 9249 2049 and I'll arrange to get the missing mains lead back to him. Thank you. VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. The September edition of RASA's QTC magazine is now ready to download or view online. You can find QTC at the RASA website, which is vkradioamateurs.org, vkradioamateurs.org. In this edition, we're looking at free DV, what it is and how it came about and where it's up to now. And we're also inviting amateurs to play a part in a team to evaluate free DV. Read the story and click the links if you're interested. Ian tells the story of his trusty old portable oscilloscope, which still works perfectly except that the screen was dying. Read how he bought and installed a new screen. Have you ever wondered what the terms PSK, FSK, AFSK all mean and what's the difference? That's covered in QTC this month. And we have stories and pictures of RASA attending hamfests and community events. There are sections on contesting and the world of CW. Visit vkradioamateurs.org and follow the links to QTC magazine. QTC is published monthly by RASA volunteers. It's free and you don't need to be a member of anything to access QTC or any of RASA's resources. We're always on the lookout for new stories for QTC and for photos for the cover. You can send material to info@vkradioamateurs.org, so attach it all to an email and send to info@vkradioamateurs.org. The Welcome to Amateur Radio brochure has now been distributed to all amateur radio clubs in Australia, well, at least to those we know about. Some 2,000 brochures have already been sent out in sample lots, and we're now receiving orders for larger amounts. Remember, these are free, but feel welcome to make a contribution towards them if you wish. Now, this one's important. If you haven't seen the brochures yet at your club, give the secretary or whoever receives the club mail a bit of a shake. If the secretary hasn't received them, it's likely that your club's mail address needs updating. Pop on over to vkradioamateurs.org and select the club menu item and update your address on the simple form. You can read about doing this in QTC magazine and click on the links. I enjoyed catching up with many of you at Hamfest last weekend. I look forward to doing more of the same at future events in VK6. It just involves a hell of a drive from Albany and back again. Now back onto QTC. The editorial is, I think, worth reading and discussing at club level. The recent demand from the WIA for clubs to provide names and call signs of their members to the WIA is asking something that we're not entitled to do. We have no right to tell another organisation who our members are without express permission of each member. Please consider this carefully. They tried the same trick a few years ago and had to pull their heads in when several clubs objected for the same reason. So don't be bullied by the strongly worded email recently sent out to clubs. I'll probably get singled out and publicly berated again as with another issue, but I'm a big boy and I know what I'm saying is correct. If we all stand up to the outmoded model of operation, perhaps, just perhaps, they'll listen. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get-Together. This year, the get-together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get-Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia, and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at www.ffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the past 9 months or so, I've been working on a project that I've called Bold Yak. If you're unfamiliar, the Bold Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU radio. One of the admittedly many challenges I've set myself is getting data from a radio receiver into GNU radio across the network, preferably the internet. Today I can report a small step in the right direction, and frankly I can't contain my excitement. Now, I need to acknowledge that I'm geeking out here. It's hard to contain excitement when you find something that seems to speak your language. It also means that I realise that I run the very real risk that I'm going to lose you before you get to why this is a milestone. So let's put that up front before I explain why. To whet your appetite, yes, you can access a Kiwi SDR across the internet and record raw data from it, and control the process externally. This is a very big chunk of the problem I've been working on, and turns out to actually be live and ready to play with. Fair warning, this is technical. There are moving parts. I'll do my best to explain, but if I miss any, feel free to get in touch. You have my address, cq@vk6flab.com. In passing, recently I made mention of the QESDR community and tools that could potentially allow access to a remote receiver. Although at the time I pointed out that I wasn't sure if the tools I found could access remote receivers or if they were intended to access hardware locally. QESDR is one of a group of so-called web SDR tools, essentially a website where you can access a remote receiver and tune to the radio signals it can hear. SDR, or software-defined radio, is a way to convert incoming antenna signals into the digital realm, where computers, and in this case the internet, live. Turns out that a tool called Kiwi Client takes a host name and a port as a parameter, so much so that the inbuilt help shows this as the first example. What this means is that you can essentially run a copy of Kiwi Client on your own computer and use it to access a QESDR across the internet. The first commit was on the 8th of May 2017, and thanks to the efforts of about 14 developers, Kiwi Client is the software equivalent of a QESDR multi-tool. This is exciting all by itself, but this gets better. You can specify more than one server. This means that you can record two or more signals from across the globe and capture these simultaneously. You can set the decode mode, which I immediately used to tune to a local broadcast station, and recorded it from two different receivers across the internet, allowing me to not only compare the difference in delay between the signals, but also the reception differences. It's fascinating to hear the same station from two receivers, one in each ear. All manner of different propagation artifacts become apparent. Then I got a little more adventurous and discovered that one of the supported modes is IQ, which means that I can, and did, download raw sample data across the network, which can then be used within GNU Radio. This is important because the aim for Bold Yak is to process the signal separately from the receiver. It gets better. There is a radio fax receiver that automatically saves pages as they are processed, something that you could use to access WeatherFax services. Then there's a tool you can link to WSJTX, which you might recall is an application that can decode weak signals. Not only that, the tool supports FLDigi, a digital radio mode application. Both those applications can control the radio using hamlib rig control, which means that Kiwi Client supports changing frequencies of the receiver across the internet. Though truth be told, I haven't yet tested that. My available computing resources are still strictly limited. Oh, the software also has the ability to record waterfalls, do scanning, and provides tools to analyze waterfalls in Jupyter notebooks. Getting this to work wasn't too hard. The instructions on the Kiwi Client GitHub repository are pretty good. I made an initial Docker file on my own GitHub repository to download and install the software. It's unimaginatively called Kiwi Client on Docker. I've yet to discover a good way to add or update Dockerfile functionality to existing projects. Feel free to make suggestions. Now, I absolutely understand that this level of excitement might not universally translate. And that's fine. It's yet another example of how rich and diverse our amateur radio community really is. What gets your excitement levels going? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline for the 7th of September 2025. We've got something to celebrate today. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads around there out there at the moment. Hope you're having a great day. And we've also got something else to celebrate today too. It's the 40th birthday of Helpline. Father's Day 1975. I kicked this disposal segment off. I suggested to the then broadcast officer, VK6ZMG, that we should have a disposal segment. I was too slow on the footwork and I was quickly volunteered. I received verbal approval from the manager of DOC, was Barry Field, and commenced the disposal segment on the broadcast. 5 weeks on, I received a phone call from Bruce Headland Thomas, VK6 Oscar Oscar. Bruce told me that I had to stop the segment as it had been banned by DOC. This I found very strange, so I traced it back through the system and found out that the instruction had actually come from the WAA executive, and who told DOC in Canberra to instruct me to stop the segment. It actually came from Jim Linden, and I was not permitted to use telephone numbers, dollar prices, or items for sale, buy or wanted, and no manufacturers' names to be mentioned, which meant it was not possible to broadcast anything of any meaning at all. So I did as I was instructed, stopped using buy, sell, wanted, dollars. Got round the other things I wasn't allowed to say for sale or wanted or dollars or phone calls, the phone numbers. I had to take all the phone calls. I got round the for sale by saying available to a new home or wanted looking for a new home, and I got round it that way.
It was all very unnecessarily traumatic, and that's how Helpline was born.
I was a bit worried about the fact that I was even doing it, getting into trouble. But I had to stay at home every Sunday.
And answer the landline.
Mobiles, what were they? No one knew. But I had to sit by the phone, which meant my wife had to run around delivering kids to swimming and sports, life-saving. And she even got involved almost with a car accident up near Sorrento somewhere. She was first on the scene of the car accident, and she was almost involved with it. And she had to call in the help required. There was a car accident, injuries, and she was called on my radio, and the DOC allowed me to do that too, allowed her to do that, in fact. And I did not get into trouble because it was an emergency, and she did a great job in calling the ambulance and the police on my VK6 X-ray Victor. So that was very good. Thank you, Jane, and thank you. Anyway, that's the short story. It goes on for a long while. The helpline has been 40 years of my life, and very thankful too. And I do it out of love for the amateur radio. I've been licensed for 62 years, so it's almost all my amateur life as well. But it's been quite an episode in my life, and it's very good that I can manage to help so many people. I've had more like 40,000 items of equipment sold. I don't know how many dollars it's worth, but I get nothing from it whatsoever, and I'm not entitled to. That was one of the provisos from the DOC, that I was not to make any money out of it, and I have not done so. As people will know who use the system, I always put everything to air that is broadcast, and if it's left over at the end of the day and I'm interested in it, I might then have a dabble at it. But in the meantime, I just allow everything to go through to you. The amateurs are using it out there in radio land. People have said to me, I'm only doing it for my own benefit. Not likely. If I could have a much better life without it. But anyway, it's all good fun, and I'm happy to do it for you, the amateur fraternity. Anyway, thank you very much, and this is Perth Based. No, it's not. It's VK6 X-ray Victor. On with today's helpline.
First item today, please forgive me, it's something for me. I'm looking for some software, please. I'm trying to copy some slides and film, 35mm film. And I need some software for a film and slide scanner unit. The software in particular is an ArcSoft software suite, and it's for the film and slide scanner unit. And if you can help me with that, or if you have a slide and scan unit that I can borrow, that would be even better, probably, and as long as it's got the software with it. But I'm looking for that. I wanted to get these software, these slides all sorted. I want to get these slides all sorted before they all fade away, which they are doing. And you can contact me at Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com, or alternatively 0427 000995, 0427 000995. Thank you. And next I have for sale from Terry a Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Bravo HF transceiver, $500. It also has a Yaesu Fox Tango 201 HF transceiver, $450. It's also a Drake receiver, Romeo-4 Charlie, and that's $400. It also has a Barrett 910 mobile antenna, auto-tune antenna, $400 for that one. All items are in working condition, and contact Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie, I'll get it right in a minute, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at outlook.com. That's his only address I've got. That's Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at outlook.com. I think that's far more than you could probably stand for me today. This is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor. Can't even say it. Been talking too long. 7-3 from me, and 7-3 from my other half as well, if she was here.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiluZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.